Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample, episode 20. What I'd like to do today is take a look at a second word for praise, second Hebrew word for praise, like we did last week. And these are words that I've been reading about in Chris Tomlin's book called Holy Roar. That's R-O-A-R, roar. And last week we talked about Yodor. This week we're talking about Halal. Halal and Hallel, the word that comes into Hallelujah, for example. And we see it frequently in the Old Testament. In fact, it's there 347 times in the Old Testament. So it's clearly an important word for praise. Now, Chris Tomlin references it, for example, in Psalm 149, verses 1 to 3. Let me read this for you. Praise the Lord. That word praise, halal. Halal the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. His praise, halal, in the assembly of his faithful people. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the people of Israel be glad in their king. Let them praise, halal, his name with dancing, and make music to him with timbrel and harp. So what does this word halal actually mean? Well, it means to give praise, to give thanks. It means also to cheer, to extol, to be praised, to boast in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah is a compound of the second person plural imperative of the personal name of God. So hallelujah and Yah, praise Yahweh, hallel Yahweh, boast, exalt as well, and praise. So I like particularly those words, cheer, boast, and exalt. And those are the words I emphasize when I use this as a devotional for our worship teams in Watford and Bracknell recently. Can we think of ourselves when we lead worship as cheering God on, or cheering his name to other people? Can we think of our worship as boasting in the name of our God? Can we think about ourselves as exalting in his name? That's the halal of the Old Testament, of the Hebrew. And that's what we see in the Psalms of David so much. His desire to boast and praise God in a very energetic way here. Let me read a section here from Chris Tomlin's book about this passage. He says, imagine the Hebrew people gathered together. There, tens of thousands of Levites and musicians faced the Israelites, and together they formed a sort of praise pit. I like that image, a praise pit. The Levites and musicians played, and as their songs rose, a combustible energy built and built and built until some spark of God ignited the praises of the people. In that moment, the worshippers began to shout, laugh, and dance. They jumped around, hands raised. To the outside observer, they might have appeared drunk or foolish, but they were most sober in their celebration of God. They were incarnating halal. Very well written, very well put, and very well imagined, I think. Now, I know it's not that every time we come together in corporate worship, we have to have a scene exactly like that. It doesn't fit every culture, doesn't fit every song, doesn't fit every occasion. But I do wonder sometimes in our fellowships whether we really allow ourselves to be set free to worship in this kind of a way. And as worship leaders, we are charged, at least in part, with helping our congregations to express all different kinds of praise. And there are other words we'll come on to that aren't about so much energy, but this word is, and it is a legitimate way, a worthy way, to praise our great God. So what do you think about that? Now, a couple of thoughts to finish off with. Firstly, if you'd like to see this in action, I suggest you go to the YouTube link that I will post with the podcast and the video of this Sunday sample. I'll put it in there. And it's a song that Chris Tomlin wrote, or maybe co-wrote, I think, called God's Great Dance Floor. And it's based on this idea from this particular psalm. I think you'll like it. I'm not sure how many of our congregations would be able to perform that adequately, or whether we even want to. But it will give, I think, a good idea of the kind of energy that halal is really all about as we cheer on our God, as we boast in him, and as we exalt in his name. So have a look at that YouTube clip of that song, God's Great Dance Floor. I think you'll enjoy that. But then also, I think for ourselves, especially in the fellowships that I'm connected with, I wonder how we do when we come to songs that express this hallelujah. So just as a thought, think about the song that many of us would know called Hallelujah. The first phrase of which is, Lord, we sing your praises loud. Sing them to the stumbling crowd. So we know that one, right? Lord, we sing your praises loud. Sing them to the stumbling crowd. And so on. And then we get to the chorus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. May I suggest this? The women's part is often, quite often, sung a bit like this. Hallelujah, 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 and so on. Nothing wrong with that. And the men's part often like this. Hallelujah, and so on. Some clapping, often introduced, that's fine. But might I suggest this, that we sing it, at least the worship team, and encourage our congregation to sing it a bit more like this. The women's part, for example, more like this. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And the men's part, more like this. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the bass line, of course, in the tenor line. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So shorter, not filling the whole bar, and with a lot more emphasis on the beginning of each bar. And I think it's okay for this song to flow, and it does flow, and there's a way to sing it where it flows, which is quite nice. But I think, again, if we're thinking about boasting in God, exalting in God, what's the other word, cheering our God on, then perhaps more of that spiky, energetic beginning to each phrase might be better. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You see the idea? What do you think about that? I know I'm exaggerating slightly for the purposes of the video and what I'm saying, but I wonder if that might actually bring a better honor to the word that we're using. This is the word. It is hallelujah, hallelujah, and it is about exalting and cheering and boasting in our great God. So what do you think about that? I'd love to know your ideas. Other songs you think we could sing in a way more appropriate to the word? Perhaps the word hallelujah in other songs that we know of. I'd like to know what you think. Have you seen good demonstrations, good ways of using the energy in a word like hallelujah that we could all benefit from? Let me know what you think. Please post a comment wherever you see or hear this recording, because we learn best when we learn in community. And do me a favor, pass this link on to one other person who might benefit, a member of a congregation, a member of a worship team, a leader of a worship team, but somebody who might be able to not only benefit from what I'm sharing, but also that could add to the conversation so we can learn from one another. So until the next time we meet and talk and listen and see each other, I do pray that the next time you gather with all the saints to worship our great God, to sing him hallelujahs, that you have a wonderful, satisfying, thoroughly worship-filled, powerful, praising, cheering, boasting, and exulting time with all of your friends and with God. Take care and God bless.